A checklist of summary and laws relating to the Pesach Seder, Part 1. Preparation laws relating to Erev Pesach. The leader of the Seder should review the Haggadah and the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, together with the Mefarshim, and contemplate the best ways of giving over the information to the participants, each on his level, in order to fulfill the biblical mitzvah of Higadata Levincha, which is the main encompassing mitzvah of the entire Seder. It is strongly advised for the participants of the Seder to take a nap on Erev Pesach, and this especially applies to young children, as well as the leader of the Seder, in order so they have strength to stay awake and give over the story of the Haggadah. One should remember to immerse all new vessels in a mikvah on Erev Pesach, and not to eat lettuce, apples, pears, or nuts throughout the day. The lettuce to be used for maror should be washed and cleaned on Erev Pesach, making sure not to soak the lettuce that will be used for maror in water for 24 hours. Those who follow the custom of abstaining from eating gebrachts are to make sure to dry the lettuce that will be used for the korech sandwich. This can be done either using paper towels, or leaving out in the sun. The horseradish shrein, which is also used for maror, should be ground finely before yontif and kept in a closed container, in order so its bitterness does not completely dissipate. The zraya, the neck of the chicken, is to be roasted over a fire. The charesis is prepared from apples, pears, nuts, which include walnuts, hazelnuts, or chestnuts, you can use either one of those, and not almonds, and also wine. The Chabad custom is to only add the wine later on during the Seder and not an Erev Pesach. This is in order to keep the main charesis without any water and liquids in order so it does not turn the matzah of korech into gebrachts. Due to this, it is also important to make sure that you dry the apples and pears that are used for the charesis that will be placed on the matzah on the maror by korech. One is to remember, especially on Erev Pesach, to never say regarding the meat or poultry that this meat is for Pesach and the like. Initially, we abstain from doing so regarding any food as we discussed in previous classes. Meat that will be served on the night of the Seder is not to be roasted. This includes whether it's meat or poultry. Fish, however, may be roasted. Included in the restriction against roasting is even simmering the meat or chicken in its own juice. This, however, only applies if one does not plan to cook it afterwards. If, however, you roast it first and then cook it in water or the liquids, it's okay. So the main thing is that the final cooking of the meat or chicken must take place within liquids. The Seder table is to be set up already on Erev Pesach. Cushions should be prepared by the seats for leaning on behalf of men and male children. The matzah should be checked for any kfulas, which are to be discarded and considered as chametz, as well as you should check for shleimus to make sure you have enough for the night of the Seder and don't have to spend so much time at night sorting them out. If your matzah company did not do hafrashas challah, then you should make sure to do so now on Erev Pesach. It is a very good idea and matter of good advice for one to prepare the bags of kazayis of matzah and maror for all the participants by weighing and measuring the kazayim beforehand already on Erev Pesach in order to save time from the night of the Seder. The karpas is to be prepared whether you're using onions or potatoes. The salt water is likewise to be prepared. Eggs are to be cooked for the beitza, and if you do not have a broken plate for the spilling of the wine by the makis, then you should remember now to chip a plastic bowl before yontif. This concludes the order of Erev Pesach, and we will now continue with the order upon coming home. On the conclusion of the services in shul, one should come home immediately and not delay and spend time talking, as one is halachically required to begin the Seder right away. Vessels of gold and silver, if one has available, should be set up on the table, and one should wear silk and expensive garments of all that Hashem has made available for one's family, showing one's great rejoicing like a king at the table of the Seder. Children, even above the age of chinuch, who are hungry, may be fed a little bit of food prior to the Seder, and during the Seder prior to Maitzi Matzah. Children who are below the age of chinuch may even be given matzah to eat. The father of the home should distribute nuts to the children prior to the start of the Seder, in order to engage them in asking questions as to why this is being done. As stated, one is to begin the Seder as soon as he comes home without delay, and therefore any delays that would be necessary should be done already on Erev Pesach, so one can come straight home and set up the Ka'ara immediately, and then begin the Seder. Setting up the Ka'ara. We place a plate on the bottom of any material, and then place the matzahs on top of that plate. The Chabad custom is not to use an organized Seder plate, but rather we do it as follows. On top of the plate, We place the matzah cover. We then choose three curved-shaped matzahs like a bowl, representing kalim vessels, verifying that they are all shleimisk and do not contain any folds, kfulis areas, and begin organizing them within the matzah cloth. We first choose a matzah that will be the Yisrael and put it in the bottom compartment of the cloth. We then choose the Levi, which should be the largest of the three matzahs, and place it in the middle. We then choose the last of the three, which is the Kohen, and put it on top. The matzahs are separated from each other with a cloth, as stated. We then place the simanim directly on top of the matzah cover. The Chabad custom is not to use bowls or cups and the like, and we definitely do not use a Seder plate, even though those who choose to do so may do so, and there's nothing wrong. Facing the matzah cover, we place the Zraya on the top right corner, the Beitz of the egg on the top left corner. The Rebbe was accustomed to use an egg with the shell, although you should make sure that it does not roll onto the floor if you do so. In between them, on bottom of them in the middle, we place the maror, which includes both lettuce and horseradish. We make sure to dry the maror before placing it on the cover in order so it does not wet the matzah and turn it into gebrachts. If you want, if necessary, you may place these food items in a plastic bag, like a sandwich bag, in order so they don't dirty and wet the matzah. We then place the chareises, preferably in a plastic bag so it doesn't wet the matzah, on the bottom right corner. To the left of it, we place the karpas, which is the onion or potato, depending on what you're using. And in the middle, on bottom, we place again the maror for korech, which includes, once again, lettuce and horseradish. The following are some general directives for the Seder. As stated in the Shlach HaKadosh, all children of the family, including even babies, are to be present by the Seder, as all Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim, and so too all Klal Yisrael should be present by the Seder table. One should look inside the Haggadah prior to each step and read the siman of that step in the Haggadah prior to doing it, with exception to after one has washed and can no longer talk, in which case he reads all those simanim prior to washing. The Haggadah is meant to be read out loud and with a niggun. As the Shlach HaKadosh writes, one is to guard his speech throughout the Seder and not talk of matters unrelated to the Seder. As directs the Rebbe Rashab, throughout the Seder one needs to concentrate on being a mensch, having good character traits. Directives relating to the four cups of wine. The four cups of wine are to be drunk in their entirety and in one shot, in one setting, without putting it down and drinking it again. Therefore, one should not choose a cup that is too large, and if necessary, should purchase cups that have the minimum shear of a revius, which is 86 milliliters. Directives relating to leaning, haseba. Men lean by the eating of matzah of all areas, including maitzi matzah, korech, and afikoman. Likewise, men lean when they drink all four of the cups of wine. The leaning must take place to the left side of the body, and this includes even lefties. Ideally, it's proper to lean on a second chair in a way that you support your body using your left hand and arm, rather than simply tilting on your chair to the left side. If one forgot to lean by any of the above parts, then one does not repeat the action of eating or drinking, with exception to the matzah of maitzi matzah, in which case a man must eat again if he ate the kazayas without leaning. Likewise, by the second cup of wine, one is to repeat the drinking of the wine if he drank it without leaning. By all other cups of wine, and by matzah of afikamen or korech, one does not repeat the eating if he did not lean. Women do not need to lean. The shiurim, the measurements of matzah, maror, as well as wine. So for matzah, we initially take 29 grams of matzah, which by a hand matzah is usually around half. By korech and afikoman, in a time of leaning, one may be lenient to take 22 grams of matzah. It's important to note that some follow much lesser shiurim even initially, and they have upon whom to rely, so long as it's enough to fill a matchbox, which is approximately 30 cc of volume. And that's what should be done by the old and the sick and all those who have difficulty eating matzah, to take the minimum letter of the law amount. The kazayas, which can reach anywhere between 9 to 17 grams. Whatever the case, the kazayas is to be eaten within 4 minutes, which is the she'ir of kedei achilas pras. Regarding the she'irim of maror, initially one should try to eat 27 grams, which includes both the horseradish and lettuce combined, and you don't have to eat a kazayas of each separately. And if difficult, you can go down to 21 grams and even less. All this should be eaten in 4 minutes. Seder laws relating to children. Girls and boys who have reached the age of chinuch that can understand the story of the Exodus are obligated in all the following parts of the Seder: to drink 4 cups of wine, to be up for Magid, to recite Birchas Hamazon, to recite the Hallel, that's afterwards, to recite the Hallel HaGadol, of Kili Olam Chasdai and to recite Nishmas. In Mirtz Hashem, in the future lessons, we will cover the order of the Seder starting from Kadesh and the various customs and laws associated with each step.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.